Hi, and welcome to Bob Jones Helpful Advice. I'm your host, Maddie.
And I'm your co-host, Holly. Here, we take your questions about relationships, whether it be family, friends, pets, or lovers. And like leading a horse to water, we lead you to answers.
If you happen to have relationship questions, be sure to email us at bobjoneshelpfuladvice@gmail.com. Our first question today comes from Susan. She and her boyfriend have been going out for 7.5 months now, since the end of 8th grade. She feels like they're losing their spark, and she's actually given him a set of rules to follow while they're dating, like no Snapchatting other girls. She says that he acts awkwardly around her, and she doesn't want to end the relationship now because she already bought a birthday present, and she wants to know if she should return it.
This is quite the interesting problem.
It is indeed. I am especially concerned by the no Snapchatting other girls aspect of this.
I feel like in any relationship, if you say you can't Snapchat any other of the gender you are attracted to, that is the gender I am, and here is why, that's not very good. Because a relationship is built on the foundation of trust, and by doing that, you are outwardly telling your partner you don't trust them.
So, just a bad foundation overall if you're to the point where you need to set boundaries on your own relationship.
So the birthday part, I feel like we should address that. You don't have to be in a relationship with someone to get them a birthday present.
Yeah, you could just get him a birthday present because you think he's an interesting person.
And you could dump him. The birthday present could be that you're letting him go.
Yeah, you could put a little note in there that says, goodbye.
I'm leaving you.
Yeah, later.
All right, I think that question is settled. So
I think so.
Our second question of the day comes from Jimbo. Jimbo says, they're a sophomore at Bob Jones. They have trouble, and they're having trouble finding a girlfriend. Please find one for me.
Please find one for me? Are you, Jimbo, hate to break it to you, but I don't think
I haven't found a girlfriend either, so I don't know how I'm going to get you one.
Yeah,
but
exactly. That's a
that's exactly what you were thinking.
Yes, I think there's a deeper problem here. I'm not sure if we're legally allowed to gift you a girlfriend either. That's probably against some rule somewhere.
I'm sure you could buy one somewhere. Like, I don't think they'd be a living, breathing one. Hopefully, if you're purchasing a girlfriend on the internet, they're not a living, breathing person. And if they are a living, breathing girlfriend, then maybe you should contact the authorities and see if you can get them help. Maybe they will really love you for helping them.
That sounds like Stockholm Syndrome if I've ever heard it. Jimbo, follow none of this advice. Please just try to find someone that you have a genuine connection with, not someone that we have purchased for you or someone that you have purchased for yourself.
Our next question comes from Ricardo. And for our sake and for Ricardo's, I hope is nothing like Jimbo's. Ricardo asks, my dog and I have been giving each other the cold shoulder. On Monday, he licked my face. And he told him to stop. And ever since then, he's just been feeling an attitude from his dog.
Man, what a shame. Dog's best friend, am I right? I mean,
man's best friend is dog.
Clearly, you have to value your dog more. How could you possibly reprimand him for licking your face?
Normally, if someone shows you a positive action, like how your dog licks your face, he's saying he loves you and he cares about you. For you to reprimand him for such shows him that you hate him. So you just need to tell your dog that you don't hate him and maybe he'll praise you.
In short, you owe your dog an apology.
You should apologize.
You're clearly in the wrong, Ricardo.
You are in the wrong, Ricardo. I'm sorry. I know you think you're entitled to ordering your dog around, but he's standing up and saying, no, I am not entitled to be shunned away like this. I wanted to give you attention, and you pushed me off. Now that you want to give me attention, you're not getting it.
Yeah, well said. All right, Our final question for today comes from Madonna. She and this guy are both interested in each other, but they both have mental health stuff, and before considering a relationship, she really wants to make sure that they're in a healthy place, but she doesn't know how to healthily navigate a relationship afterwards. Any advice?
This is a common issue with relationships, especially in teenagers. And I know, like, I've definitely had my fair share of being in a relationship with someone that isn't mentally stable, or you not being in a mental place to pursue a relationship. And that's fine. And you should definitely look at yourself and think, this isn't going to work out because my brain is not in the right place. They say that before you love another person, you gotta love yourself. So I think you're definitely entitled to think, I want to push this off. You're not harming anything by doing that. In fact, I think you're doing you and your friend a favor.
Right, I completely agree. I think it's a really good idea to just listen to yourself in this situation. And, you know, if you are in a place where you feel like pursuing a relationship with this person, just make sure you communicate and make sure that you're on the same page. I think that's really important.
Communication is key to any kind of relationship. I think that's what we've explored here today, is that we see it in our friends, and we see it in our dogs, and we see it in our closer companions in life. So that communication is key.
Thank you for listening.
This has been Bob Jones Helpful Advice. Join us next week, and make sure to send your questions in, and we'll make sure to answer them.